Orange in the Central West, 105.1 at Triple M. What are you doing with the kids these school holidays? There is an absolute gem that the kids and you as parents would love alike. It's the Royal Flying Doctor Service Visitor Experience, and it's up in Dubbo. And joining us online, it's John Larkin. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Neil?
Yeah, mate, going really well. This gem that you've got up there is absolutely fantastic, this centre. I haven't been. I think I'm bringing the boys up next week. But talk us through it. What have you got up there?
Well, it's basically the history of the service for the last 92 years. But most importantly, what we're doing is showing what we do today. So it's highly interactive. There's virtual reality. You can actually see a real clinic plane that we used that's just retired. We've also got a vintage aircraft 936 that we've the first aircraft we used at Broken Hill. But there's lots of displays. But there's lots of stuff for the kids. The kids find it really good. They can see Morse code, how communications worked over the last 90 years, and they get a real sense of rural and remote. You know, there's some magnificent photography in it showing, you know, the really starkness of the outback of Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the website. It says our waiting room is 7.62 million square kilometres. That's not bad.
It is. It's quite amazing because obviously we see a huge amount of people that come from, you know, major capital cities like Sydney and Newcastle and Wollongong and of course regional New South Wales, but lots of people don't really understand what the Flying Doctors has been doing for 92 years. So really the big feedback we've got from all the visitors, they've really enjoyed the experience and they just didn't realise the breadth that we actually cover, as we have the biggest waiting room in the world.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, and the service that you provide, and as you say, for 92 years, it's been just remarkable. The whole concept of it, I think, is remarkable.
It is. I mean, Dr. John Flynn, who founded the service, just had incredible vision. And I mean, I've worked out in stations out in the West, you know, and so it's the lifeline. One of the farmers that we recreated a whole lot of the accidents that have happened, and there's a film that highlights, you know, what things can happen out in stations. Mm. And I said to them, you know, what's a Royal Flying Doctor to you? And they said to me, well, you know what? You always know there's help on the horizon. And I thought that was a really powerful thing, you know. Yeah. And when you're at a remote place, you know, 400 or 500 kilometres, say, from Broken Hill, out in the middle of the outback, it's really good to know that one phone call and the Flying Doctors will come to your aid.
Yeah, absolutely right. So come up there, these school holidays is the message. Bring the kids and check it out. I think they'll be amazed.
I think they will be. We've had the school holidays has been fantastic. We've had lots of kids go through already. And as I said, very interactive, and the kids all come out going, man, you know, they'll see things I've never seen before.
Yeah, I'm with John Larkin. He's the head of tourism for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Mate, nice to chat this morning, and we'll see you up there next week.
Fantastic. Thanks. See you, mate.